Welcome to another episode, the Revengerists podcast of stuff. Here we have Dr. Tasty.
Hey.
The Southside Santa.
Also, hey.
Enter Kirsch.
Good morgen.
And I am Breshvik Penicillin. And we've got a lot of news and a lot of cool stuff to get to this week, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Firefighters in the UK came to the rescue of a man in distress when he got his penis stuck in a toaster.
The real question that I have out of this story is, was it like a four slaughter or just a two slaughter?
It doesn't say. They don't have the information on the type of toaster.
Did he butter his penis before, or was he planning on doing it after?
On both sides, in fact.
Right.
Another adventurer around the same time rivaled those antics by getting his member lodged in a vacuum cleaner. That to me is more predictable, right? Like, that's kind of passé. The toaster, that's really original. I mean, you're risking quite a few things with a toaster. I mean, pretty much all of it is risk. I don't see how anything...
burning, electrocution. Those are the better parts of going for your dingle in the toaster.
I guess a toaster looks more like a vagina than a vacuum cleaner.
Maybe. I don't know.
He sounds like he was just curious. Like, well, I mean, if he hadn't gotten his dick stuck in the toaster, what else would he have put it in?
There's a list here because the police were saying, the police for some reason are blaming it on the book 50 Shades of Grey. I haven't read that book, but
I'm pretty sure a toaster isn't a place they put it in that book.
I mean, if so, if all these things are inspired by this book, maybe I should read it. Man with his penis stuck in a toaster. Several men with rings on their cocks. I guess just, you know, cock rings. That's dangerous. A man with a sewing needle stuck in his penis.
The urethra or under the skin?
It doesn't say. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So basically their advice is, just, you know, don't, when it comes to the cock rings, if the ring doesn't fit, don't force it on, and stop wasting emergency service time. Like, stop doing this shit. It's wasting valuable emergency resources.
No, that's fine, because the world has the Revengerists to save them.
Take care of the big stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to save these people.
We're not going to touch your penis.
No, if a vacuum cleaner sucks your penis off,
I'll openly mock you for it.
Your perversion is your problem.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you're putting your penis into toasters and vacuum cleaners, that's probably a penis that doesn't need to be out in the world replicating. You know, what's strange is that they don't say why this guy wanted to do that, but another article might shed light on that. A man named Edward Smith, over the last 45 years, he's collected many cars, and he's been with a lot of ladies, he says, but his true love are the machines, the cars that he is sexually attracted to. Mustangs, luxuries, Jaguars, even attack helicopters. And he wants to have sex with these vehicles, you know, at least once a week.
Sex with or sex to? Because I think sex with the other, you know, partner has to be, you know, cognitive of it happening.
That's true. Let's see. Edward Smith from Yelm, Washington, in the United States. A mechaphile. I didn't even know this was a thing, but of course it's a thing. Because everything is a thing. He says right now he has an open relationship between a 1973 Opel GT and a Ford Ranger.
Well, it's a good thing that they can discuss these things and work them out.
Right.
You know, the Mustang or whatever is open-minded enough to do that.
Right.
Kudos to all of them for sharing their love.
Yeah, we really shouldn't be laughing, and the whole time, I mean, he's felt ashamed and awkward, and now he just wants to put his love out there and express it on a deeper emotional level while he has these joyrides.
Joyride.
There's a whole gallery on this news article. Luckily, it's only of him washing the car,
A little foreplay.
This guy, he's like laying down next to the car, holding them. You know, I've always said this about car people, like car dudes who like wax their car every day, go to car shows and like get up ons, and they collect all the car magazines, and it's pretty obvious what they're sublimating there, what's going on. So this kind of is the extreme of that. He just was like, "What? I'm doing away with all the pretense."
To each his own.
What else can you say?
I'm sure there's a joke about a test drive in there.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how he does it.
The exhaust pipe, maybe? I really don't know. I don't want to know.
Gear shifter up his ass? I don't know.
Well, maybe they switch.
I guess you could take it apart and have sex with the pistons.
That's sick.
Like you put it between the cushions of the upholstery.
There you go.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's because that's more comfortable for him and the car.
Also, less time consuming.
Right. Yeah.
Taking an entire engine block off each time you need to get your rocks off, it just doesn't work.
Santa had a little while ago brought to our attention a new awesome that he had seen. This is in Nashville, Tennessee. Franco Scaramuzza is a fencing instructor.
Who really sounds like a villain.
He does sound like a Bond villain. Scaramuzza.
You can say that with a clenched fist.
He was pulling into a shopping center, and he spotted two men blasting a couple with pepper spray and trying to make off with the woman's purse. Bad guys would use pepper spray as a weapon? I'm shocked. He said, "The first thing that went through my head is somebody should do something." And that's when I got really upset and disappointed with myself, because I realized I had the opportunity to do something, and I didn't want to be a hypocrite who just tweeted about it. So he's like, I didn't even see that part. He's just sitting there tweeting all this out, and then he's like, wait a minute, I can do something. So as a fencing instructor, he pulled out his sword and started screaming and charged at them like a madman. Is this guy awesome? I mean, he was successful. Sounds
yeah. Like- But if he really wanted to be a hard ass, he would have just shut the fuck up, snuck up behind him and then just stabbed him. Gah! Fuck you!
He's like a low-level awesome, right?
Run them both through at the same time.
He doesn't have any powers.
Cocktail.
No, but he's got an ability. He knows how to fence.
He can fence. That's a skill.
Yeah, you don't have... That counts.
I guess.
Like, ninjas don't have powers. They have abilities.
Bobby
Flay, he has clearly a lot of really good skills in the kitchen, but he fights worse shit, but he's still pretty fucking awesome.
Well, he's a douchey awesome, but yeah.
He is.
Right.
And he's just in the eyebrows. Skills, powers, abilities, as long as those are awesome.
I think the best thing is that his first reaction was to get on Twitter and start talking about it.
But then he stood up and like... His jaw kind of sticks out a little bit, and then the light hits his eye, and he goes, "No, no, I won't be someone who just tweets about it."
Well, like, this is a pretty good origin story. Maybe he will move on to bigger and better things.
That's true. We should follow this guy and maybe see if we should recruit him.
Okay. Actually, that's the backstory to the character Wilson from the television show from the 90s, Home Improvement.
Okay.
Stood behind the fence and just gave out sagely advice. He was a fencer of a different sort. But he realized that...
This article tries to make some jokes like that, too. It says, he had always kept sharp awareness of his surroundings, but didn't think his fencing training would help him in such a way. So, basically, he was saying, like, you don't normally think of fencing as... using the weapon to actually do something, because it's, just for practice and for show. But there it is. You find yourself in that situation, you do the right thing. I mean, really, if you're a fencing instructor and you have your sword and you're witnessing a robbery and you don't do anything, that's like the biggest opportunity wasted ever. All the time you're pretend fighting and like pretending you're awesome, and then it actually is right in front of you. If you don't do anything, like, You should be fired.
No matter what. Even if they have guns,
yes.
Bazookas,
that's right.
Nuclear missiles,
mm-hmm.
Laser energy powers.
Or attack helicopters that you might end up having sex with.
That's right. So that guy's kind of low-level awesome, or he's on the verge of discovering his awesomeness, but we know that the people of Russia are all awesome by nature. Some are douchey awesome, some are evil awesome, like Vladimir Putin, and others are just completely badass. So I got a cool fact about Russia, and then I have a news item that I think DeKirsch brought to my attention. Until 2011 in Russia, anything under 10% alcohol was considered food and not alcohol. That's a fun fact, and that might explain this next story, but the official Russian space agency has had to come out and say and admit that they are not ready. They do not have a strategy for combating an alien invasion of Earth. This actually makes me feel bad, because if they had come out and said that they did have a plan, a contingency, then that would be more awesome. But they've been sitting around and talking about it, and they realize, man, we are hilariously outgunned.
I mean, it's hilarious anyway, because even if an alien invasion did happen and I wasn't going to just, you know, do anything about it, I had to sit around and wait to see how they handled it.
I mean, I think we generally are of the opinion that typical human governments and people are fucked if there's an alien invasion. It's kind of nice to see government agency somewhere admitting it. I doubt the Obama administration would come out and be like, yeah, we're fucked if aliens attack, because they want to appear tough.
Well, either way, the Revengerists could surely take on any alien horde.
There's no such thing as aliens.
No, no doubt. I mean, we could definitely repel any advanced attack.
Well, yeah, I mean, because Will Smith exists.
Yeah, all we have to do is temporarily re-recruit Will Smith onto our team and give him a cigar, and he'll bring his own one-liners. And
just don't let him smoke cigar on spaceship.
But he does it after. But
you're fine. It's fine.
I think no matter what, if aliens attack, then America, Russia, China, all these countries that have like their beef right now, they'll like rise above it and realize that the survival of the human race is more important than their petty squabbles. And then they'll defeat the enemy at the very last moment. And then they'll go right back to warring with each other.
You're such an optimist.
I mean, I believe in the better nature of our angels, right?
When you've got things like the Blood God, you know, backing up people that should be making war, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, there's lots of gods of war, but people really only worship one or two of those right now. So.
There's only one that wants skulls, though.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney.
He's the major agent of the Blood God.
No, he's just a greater demon of corn.
Corn demon. That's Garblon you're thinking of. Garblon the corn demon.
No, this is a different spelling of corn. Although I probably shouldn't say anymore, because we could probably get sued by Games Workshop.
So Dick Cheney is the Baron Mordo to the God of War's Dormammu.
So I'm thinking about the, you know, you brought up, okay, aliens attack, America and the rest of the world have to get along and then fend them off.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm thinking about, like you said, immediately start going back to like the way that it had been.
Immediately.
I'm thinking that it would end up being like a slightly different version of exactly how it had been, and they'd have like reality TV shows. And,
well, yeah,
like,
it's a reset, right?
Yeah. So like they'd have like shows where like when animals attack. Only it would be the exact same thing with aliens.
Like, oh, right.
When aliens attack.
Kind of like,
oh, look at this little group of greys. Oh, look at this wacky little bastard.
Well, it wouldn't be the greys, but I get what you're saying.
It could be like going back to the ancient Sumerian civilization, only with TVs and cell phones this time.
So it's ancient and high technology at one time. So, like Mesoamerica, basically.
Yeah, but crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Mesoamerica. Because they, like, sacrificed people on top of pyramids, but they also had, like, they had giant robot mechs that were made of, like, stone tablets. When the Spanish came... No, you can go on the wiki and look this up. There, we have all the information you need about the Mesoamericans. And when the Spanish came, they were outmatched, but so they were describing what they were seeing as, like, you know, they didn't really understand it, so they thought it was primitive. But then, unfortunately, the Spaniards brought to the New World these germs and diseases that they had no immunity for, and that's what did them in. But if you go down there, you can still find the remains of those, like, ancient robot mechs awaiting their overlords to revive them to conquer the planet.
Well, maybe they're the ones who are communicating with the radio and the Ark of the Covenant.
Could be. I mean, we know that they have contacts into outer space. So at some point.
Also that they are, in fact, top men.
Okay.
Top men.
Dr. Tasty's jerker needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Well, there's nothing like unburying the old ancient technology that can do a lot of things.
Gods of old, fallen, collapsed empires.
Even portals to other dimensions and ancient snacks, which I'm interested in.
As are we
all. You mean expired food. Cheaper.
It's not expired because they had high technology, so there's Twinkies that last thousands of years. So
I have an early meatball.
Oh, really? Oh, that's pretty interesting. Are you guys studying that or just eating that?
Me and Bob were analyzing it.
But now there's a big... Someone took a big bite out of it.
Yeah.
And it's stuck in Bob's mustache.
So, speaking of ancient technologies and civilizations that happen and are real, I ran into the Riker demon again. And I had to fight him, and I fight this guy maybe once every couple of years because he gets out of the prison that he's supposed to be in.
It's typical. Yeah, we've all got arch enemies.
I mean,
like
I just can't. I can't stand him. He's a jerk. He is the hugest jerk in the entire universe. And every time I put him back down, he gets back up, and then I have to keep fighting him, and he keeps taunting me, and I fucking, you know how that goes. I just, you know, it really upset me this time.
You're gonna have to back up, because we have no fucking clue who the Riker demon is. Like, we know who Glenn Beck is, and Rob Liefeld, and other people you've done in the past, but is this Riker demon like is he a talk show host? Does he, does he own a food truck?
Does he know Al Roker?
Yeah.
No. This guy is a demon from some other place. I don't know where he comes from.
So he might know Al Roker.
Maybe.
Okay.
But, I mean, every time the dark opens up and he comes back in, I fight him every year.
The dark dimension?
Yeah, the dark dimension where we banish people on a regular basis.
We should probably stop banishing people there. It might be overflowing, and that's why they keep coming back out.
Well, you know, he banished Dr. D, and then I had to take my revenge on him after he beat me the first time.
Wait, hold on, back up, who?
Dr. D?
I don't know who that is.
No idea who that is.
Yeah.
Is this like a college buddy? Like a...
Never mind.
Was he like a professor?
Oh, did this guy teach you stuff?
No, definitely not.
Oh, man.
You know, it's just like ever since I got here on the stone and they found me.
Are you talking about where you came from? What's with the stone thing?
I'm not from space.
I wasn't accusing you of being from space.
I'm not, okay?
All right. What's with the stone? Tell us more about that. Like, what's it look like?
Well, the stone that I'm talking about is, you know, it's pretty big. It's got a weird color that makes it look kind of translucent and transparent at the same time.
Is it in space, or was it here?
No,
on Earth?
It's in a place.
Does it have like a black stripe across it?
Yes.
I think I might have one of those.
No. What?
Yeah. No, I have like a pretty big rock collection, and I'm pretty sure I found just that specimen.
Is this down in like our vault?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you should go get it, and we'll see if it's the same one. This would be cool.
I want to see what
this is gonna be.
What
so
you have?
Cool. It's like Dr. Tasty. This is your life. It's we're reuniting you with relics of your past. It's kind of fun. The audience doesn't know much about you, but they don't know. We don't know much about you, really. Like, of all of the Revengerists, you're one of the most mysterious ones. You don't really talk much about your past, other than when I found you, you were winning a hot dog and chicken wing eating contest at the same time.
Well, I'm really good at that.
In two different counties.
I would rather not go over my past.
No, that's all right. We're going to do it.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Let's just go
getting all sensitive and shit about it.
See the stone, and then we'll put this all to rest, okay?
Okay.
Here.
Is that the one?
Damn it.
So that's not the one.
Fucking Riker Demon got out again.
Is that where... he was in...
No, he's not in the stone that I definitely don't come from. That is not related to me at all whatsoever,
not from space.
I don't... Why do you have this thing? Why do you have it?
We found it, and it was cool.
It is cool looking. I like the...
wanted to study it. Yeah,
you shouldn't have it.
Like, the shine.
If you look at it from, like, one angle, it's, like, kind of green and purple. You look at it from a different angle,
and it's like kind of glowing sometimes.
It's glowing now, and it's glowing faster and faster.
Hey, why don't we get out of here?
Stickers that are on it.
Anybody want a pie or something?
Those sparkly things.
Those look like stickers Commodore Bob probably put on there.
Yeah, like scratch and sniff ones.
That's his labeling system.
That's weird. Why is it pulsating more and more?
Guys, you know, we should go. Hey, a crime is happening somewhere.
No,
let's go.
The alarm's not going off.
That thing's busted all the time. You know, let's go. Let's go and get out of here before the...
Aw, shit. God damn it.
That was unexpected.
At least it's not pulsating anymore.
I totally thought that this sticker would have ended up smelling like bananas because it's a monkey... But it doesn't. Yeah. It smells like a monkey. This is so weird.
Gross. Jakersh, it stopped glowing, but now it's kind of humming and...
Yeah.
You must know that it's a rock
we found.
Uh-huh.
And we found it.
Yeah, but it's got Dr. Tasty inside it now, so should we...
We should probably try to see what that
don't
happened.
Don't you have like a million gadgets that can analyze this thing?
I do. Let's see. Here, let's try the Contabulator. Legendarium Contabulator. Or something.
It's contabulating.
Like the label fell off. Who knows what this thing's
called?
It's all
Greek to me.
This is a Greek model.
Oh, okay. Then I know what it's doing now.
It's an older version. But...
That's why it's got all that weird yogurt all over it.
No, that's not why.
Oh.
What's it say?
It says here that he is trapped inside of the stone.
Really?
Well, we knew that.
For the weekend? Can we just kind of hang out and not deal with them?
It's really not specific, but it seems like some pretty bad stuff will happen. Horrible fiery deaths.
I would like to, you know, maybe propose that we go in after him. It looks like we could probably get in through the crack in the rock, but... Maybe hold off on doing that.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking that.
It's a 3-day weekend.
It's unstable, but we don't. I don't think we have to.
It's wing night, dude.
Okay, but how unstable?
I think we might be able to make it a while before anything could happen.
So wings?
Okay, yeah. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, yeah. Let's get some wings.
All right. Well.
Oh, man, I love these things.
If you take a garlic parmesan wing and mix it with the honey mustard wing.
You know what? It's normally irritating whenever you get all covered by, like, shit that's going to stain your clothes.
Not this size.
And I totally don't mind licking it off. And I know where my hands have been, but I don't care.
I'm just sad that now it's gone.
God.
Oh, hey, yeah, for the Nothing rock is bones. The rock is still here.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of vibrating now.
Yeah, I'm curious why we brought it with us, but whatever.
I mean, he's never missed a wing night, and he won't miss this one just because he's stuck inside an ancient rock. I'm kind of uncomfortable with the way that it's kind of moving around, though.
Yeah, we really might want to do something about it.
Oh, really? Alright. Fine. Let's go
I
inside.
I want to play darts!
Yeah, I want to play darts, too. Can we get a game of darts in real quick?
Well, if we don't get him out soon-ish, he'll be stuck inside forever.
But one quick game of darts.
Well, let's play some 300. Or a game of cutthroat.
I can't believe you beat me like that.
You gotta have the keen eye, and a little bit of magic doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You were using magic? I just think it was all in your wrist.
He always cheat.
There's no difference.
So, alright, let's go in here and save Dr. Tasty, I guess.
Okay.
I think if I squeeze, I can get into the stone portal thing here. Yeah. No, I can't.
Having a little trouble there.
Whoa!
Who are you?
It doesn't matter.
And why are you talking to us at the urinal of this Buffalo Wild Wings?
You sound similar to our friend Dr. Tasty, but you're obviously way cooler.
That doesn't matter. While I'm not disagreeing with you, you need to get in that rock.
Oh, yeah, we were trying to.
I see you're having some trouble with that.
Yeah. Yeah, can you help us out, or are you just gonna taunt us?
Like they always say, you might as well jump.
I'll stay here and monitor that stone's activities.
But once more, unto the breach for the first time. Then the last time. Again, this is weird. It's like watching scrambled porn or something. Oh, no, it's coming into focus.
Strange.
Hey, Santa, who is that?
What is this thing?
I don't know.
Take a look.
He looks like Dr. Tasty, but way cooler and not shitty.
Yeah, is that how...
Interesting.
Is this, like, young Dr. Tasty? Is that how he used to look?
Shh! Something's happening.
Mr. Friend, you stay back. This stone, it looks like it might be from another world in outer space. Oh, my weapon is... My weapon is vibrating. What's this? The energy's going into my power katana.
Wow! That's like a news item.
Power katana is such a cool name.
Yeah, that one guy would have ended up scaring the living shit out of those guys mugging that guy.
It exploded.
From earlier.
Exploded.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been badass if he had that thing instead of a stupid little toothpick?
Well, I guess I'll have to come back later and... What? This
That's energy. Strange. What it energies. Energies.
Why is it? What is this? Is it trying to mimic my stature and my hair and clothing, although it looks nothing like that?
Can they hear us or see us? They're not really reacting.
Yeah, this maybe. Is, I don't know. They're just sort of... Maybe just doesn't give a shit
really,
about us.
Maybe. I'm not really sure if these are past events. Like, we time traveled, or if we're just in Dr. Tasty's memories.
Right, yeah, we're in, like, his psyche or some bullshit, which is why it's so cold in here.
Can you understand me?
Can you understand me?
Huh?
Hello, I'm you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm you. Hey, look.
Just stop. Calm down. What is it you're doing?
I'm being me.
You're being you.
Hell yeah.
I'm assuming you learned my language from being next to me temporarily.
That is...
I guess that's what happened.
High-class hand-waving right there.
Well, what now?
What do you mean, what now? You jumped out of my sword and then tried to mimic my form. What are you? Are you a cosmic being? Are you a spiritual coalescence? Are you a monster?
Look, pal. I don't know what you're talking about, but what's her name?
I go by Dr. D.
Dr. D.
Huh? You know what? Never mind. Let's just get out of here.
This is Dr. Tasty's... I don't know how I feel about that. I always thought it would be a little more grandiose and have a little more conflict in it.
Hey, is it getting a little trippy in here, or is that
Yeah, everything's changing. This is like that time you and I were out and doing mushrooms on... Yeah, it is like that time we were on mushrooms, because there's like people learning martial arts and jumping on mountaintops, which is pretty much what we were doing.
Yeah, I thought we were just high at a kung fu movie.
Nah, I'm pretty sure we were on a mountaintop.
You know,
maybe I'm just remembering.
No, I'm thinking about a different time. We were fucked up at a kung fu panda with all those kids.
Okay, you've learned all I know about martial arts and fist fighting. You're going to need some specialized training. But this is getting difficult because I have no idea what to call you. We should take a break while we figure this out.
Okay, do you have any snacks?
Why do you need snacks? You're just a bunch of energy.
I like snacks. I think the snacks are tasty. Hey, give me that cylinder thing.
The soda? Why do we even have this?
I'm not going to question that, but Dr. Pepper. Why would people want to drink liquid pepper soda?
It's not.
That sounds like a bad
idea.
Liquid
pepper. It's sugar water. It's really bad for human beings to consume, but they do it for pleasure.
Huh. Well, I like tasty snacks. I like you. You could call me Dr. Tasty. It's a much better name than Dr. Pepper. Because I was going to call myself that.
All right, fine. Dr. Tasty.
What?
Let's review our martial arts
finally.
Here. Okay, I have a theory. You're a bunch of energy. I bet you could perform a lot of specialized attacks if you used your energy.
My energy? Well, I don't know if I quite understand what you're talking about, but okay.
All right. This is the first and basic attack. It's called Crescent Slash. So, what you do is you take your weapon or whatever. Where's your weapon?
I don't really need a weapon. I can make my arms look it different shapes and all right,
fine,
stuff.
Whatever. So you take what you're attacking with and you perform a vertical slice like this, and then you channel your energy and you focus it into your attack like this, and you say the attack name. So I'll do it once. I'm going to emphasize that saying the attack name helps you concentrate and perform the attack. So, I will demonstrate. Crescent Slash! Alright, Dr. Tasty. Let's see you do this. This should be easy for you.
Alright. I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna be just like my best friend, Dr. D. Here we go. Croissant Slash!
Oh, wow. Look at that. All those tasty croissants.
Yeah. Normally he, would have ended up beating the living shit out of something, but he's all rusty.
It's weird to see him so ineffective.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
He can't even do Croissant Slash right. Not like Dr. D, who's super cool.
Yeah, why can't that guy be on our team?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's interesting. Look, we're gonna have to work on that a little more, but it seems that you're on the right track. We're just going to have to get you your focus.
Whatever you say, Dr. D, I got your back.
I think I have your back for now. But let's practice this a little more, and then we'll, and then I'll show you something.
All right, cool. Can we get, you know, I was listening to that stuff that you guys call music, and, you know, I thought that it would be excellent if we had, like, a theme song.
I'll think about it.
Hey, Santa. I actually like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's usually pretty cool, and, it's delicious.
It's delicious liquid pepper soda. I don't see what his problem is. Yeah. Oh man. Oh, it's really starting to fuck with my head.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking it though.
Well, looks like we're in a city, like a small city somewhere. They're in terrible outfits fighting crime, and I see Dr. D. looking all majestic with his power katana. I don't see Dr. Tasty anywhere.
Yeah, and then just that other douchebag with the sweater that has Mr. Friend written on it. Maybe the person's name's Mr. Friend.
Mr. Friend, I need you to stand back while I take care of this. I'm going to try something new. So, Dr. Tasty, come forth.
Whoa, cool.
He was hiding in the sword.
Man, Dr. D is so cool. He's able to put Dr. Tasty in his sword.
All right, Dr. Tasty, let's try this one more time. Dr. Tasty, return. Okay, Dr. Tasty, come forth.
Hey, you know, that's cool and all, but can we spread those out? I just, it's annoying.
Well, it doesn't matter. We've got to stop these monsters and super-powered guys that are leading these monsters.
Wait, does this mean that we could just bind Dr. Tasty to an ancient artifact when he's annoying us?
That would probably help. I mean,
that'd be cool.
Hey, look, that Mr. Friend guy is eating a pie, and Dr. Tasty hasn't even punched him or taken away from him yet. There he goes. There he goes. He got him.
Man, there's a nailed bunch of it. Dudes and wraiths. Oh, God. That's a lot of dudes. I don't know if they can take them, just the two or three of them. I don't really know if Dr. Tasty counts yet.
Yeah, I mean...
Does he know how to do Crescent Slash yet?
Really? You know, that's so ridiculous.
Oh, man. Odds are definitely against them, Santa.
Yeah, I mean, there's that one really butch guy and that chick over there. She's got those, like, anvil things, swinging her around, but actually, this Dr. D guy is pretty cool, though, because this chick, she's kind of eyeing him up. Look at that.
Is that his strategy?
I don't know, but, I mean, he's wailing on that, like, weird human thing, but he's summoning, like, Dr. Casey to go, like, flail around for a while on this side of this battle arena, and then over here on this other battle arena, he's shooting him over there, throwing Dr. Tasty all over the place.
And it's all just a distraction so that Mr. Friend can come up from behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they're winning the day.
Get flung by Dr. D and into this other thing attack that I'm doing.
Well, looks like we took care of them. Come on, Dr. Tasty and Mr. Friend, we gotta go complete the mission.
All right, that was fun.
Dr. Tasty, return.
Oh, this is so badass. It's like this lightning storm.
Yeah, it really is very dark and epic right now. Mm-hmm. With all this fighting and shit. I could watch this shit more often.
I don't think you can actually kill Dr. Tasty, but no one's gonna die today.
My powers will never know much crap, bro.
Ah! I hate rhyming. You know, I'm gonna be.
No, Dr. Tasty, stop!
Your life drains like timer said. That's my
David Punch!
Man, Dr. Tasty is right. This shit is all suck. This rhyming.
Hey, fuck! Mr. Friend, this is your end!
Mr. Friend!
Hey, look, that guy's dying!
Aw.
Friend sucks.
Well, just, I think, compared to Dr. D.
Right, I mean, okay. That guy's really cool. God, I hope you don't die.
Oh, you're gonna get it this time.
Dr. D, your friends are dead. Something something rhymes like bread.
It looks like you...
Even the demon's not very good at it. Started
with this gimmick of yours, this rhyming gimmick. I'm going to send you back to where you came from in pieces.
You'll never send me back now. Prepare for my attack.
All right, jerk. You think that's going to work on me? Wait till you get a load of this.
Your energy blast may have left a hole, but with my last, I banish your soul.
Ah. What? What?
Dr. D, get out of the way!
What's this? My soul is being banished. You fucking jerk! Jerk!
No! Dr. D.
That guy was really cool!
He's the coolest guy I've known for the last 2 minutes.
Those were some really good minutes, man!
Hey, Santa, if we can't interact with their world, how are we gonna get Dr. Tasty back?
I'm a little iffy on that one. Can't?
I guess we'll cross that bridge, maybe? Alright.
Oh, hey, it's you, Riker Demon. I've been looking for you for a long time, you fucking dumbass rhyming demon. You don't even have good cadence or anything. But this time, I know how to kill you. You're gonna die, and it's gonna be all me, and I'll have my revenge on you.
I found my secret fear.
Asshole.
But your end is super near.
Ugh. Dude, you got to stop that. I'm gonna do that little thing.
So says you, your friends.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
I can stop.
Alright. I was gonna give you a couple of minutes to just think you're gonna win, but you know what? I'm not even gonna give you that benefit. Dr. Tasties! Riker Demon banished to Black Dimension Prison!
Hey, whoa, no, no!
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Storms are brewing.
Yeah, but we need to figure a way out of here.
It's getting unstable.
Yeah, it's all shaking around and shit.
I don't think there's much time now.
Those ones were really good.
Extreme arm wrestling fighting. I like that.
Oh. Santa, it looks like,
jerk.
Looks like we're seeing flashes of all his adventures speeding up.
Yep, and
attack,
so is the shaking in this, weird, stupid rock.
Yeah, because Dekersh is working on the outside.
I don't,
that's
I don't
right.
think I need this.
Santa, Dekersh is out there. If we can get him to play Jump by Van Halen.
Oh, why don't we, you have your cell phone on you? Just call him.
I'll use my anti-physics powers to influence him in that direction.
All right, whatever.
That's more,
nice to meet
it's more Deus Ex.
Wow, I, didn't know that he met Nitro Dog before you. I don't know if these are all in order. Oh, wait, there we go. This is where I'm meeting, Dr. Tasty for the first time, in that back alley with that never mind all over the place. Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Come on, Dekersh.
Right now.
Santa, release your Christmas energy onto the anomaly.
Kringle Ray!
I don't know if that did anything, but...
Sure was fun!
Ah! Oh, man.
My
Thanks,
God,
Kirsch.
Guys, you came just in time. It's melting down.
Oh.
Power readings in there were incredible. I was really bored, so I put in my bitchin' Van Halen mix to rock out for a little bit.
You helped save us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was the thread to the physical world that we needed.
I'm glad I could be of assistance. I knew it would help the entire time.
I guess...
Hey, guys...
Dr. Tasty's
Dr. Tasty.
What's wrong with Dr. Tasty?
He's snack. Who needs to be snacked in the face? Snack of the week.
Not
punished.
Shut up, man. You know, we just watched Dr. D die, and all you can do is try to reform into a physical being.
Church capitals of the...
We'll never get to have Dr. T on our team.
Man.
We watched him die.
Ooh, Dr. Tasty?
No, Dr. D.
Dr. D, is that what those high readings were?
No, man. Dr. D. No, Kerr, she's just this really cool...
Yeah.
Dr. D.
So cool.
I missed that guy. Kersh, really good Dr. 2 minutes.
Kersh, you don't even know. That Dr. guy was D. so cool.
Dr. Tasty. Reform.
Oh, great. You're back.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Welcome back, I guess, but we're never going to see Dr. D again.
Yeah. And he never came back again. Ever.
Fine. It's a nice consolation prize is having Dr. Tasty here.
Yeah, whatever. Dr. D, he wasn't so great.
Whatever. Dr. D was like 20 Dr. Tasties.
You want to see good. 20 Dr. Tasties?
Nope.
Because I could start doing it right now.
No, don't do that. You just reformed. You don't want to start replicating and weakening your physical structure. You don't know what could happen.
Replicating all over the place.
Might be bad for you. Yeah, we don't want that.
All right, fine.
Well, welcome back. We are glad to have you back. Well,
guys, anyways. Focus.
Okay. So, wow, that was your origin story, huh?
Yes.
I thought it was a little lame, but then there was a lot of conflict and the stakes were high, and I gotta say that you did it right. You had a good origin story, man.
I suppose I appreciate that. All the important lesson here is that Dr. Tasty is not from space.
No, I didn't get that at all from that.
Dr. Tasty's not from space?
I guess if you want to learn more about Dr. Tasty and Dr. D and all of these adventures and all of their Revengerous mini adventures, you just go on our wiki. Go on the Revengerous.wikia and check it out. Santa, do you have a product for this week?
Of course I have a product to recommend that I've never tried this week. Tamarack Chan Cooler, only available in Japan, is you can buy for just under 20 yen, roughly 200 American, and it's a watermelon cooler carrying case. It's similar to that of a, I don't know how you describe it, a luggage for your watermelon.
It's like a stroller.
A stroller for your watermelon. Keeps it cool.
A pram.
And, yeah,
it's a pram.
Yeah. It's got a little telescopic handle, and that way you always are able to effortlessly carry a chilled watermelon to anywhere you need to be. Trust me, I've never used it, but it is helpful every time. The Chan Cooler. Try it.
I want a watermelon stroller.
And, we will probably get one of those.
It keeps it cool.
For our picnic attacks.
It's like a spaceship for your watermelon. Like, there should be like a steering wheel inside of it for the melon to control it.
Thank you all, and any final remarks?
What are we doing in Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, yeah.
That's, the bathroom, of all places.
Yeah.
Well, they're closed now, I think.
Well... If we can't save you,
I'm gonna
you're fucked.
I'm gonna go steal some buffalo wings because I obviously missed wing night. Buffalo wings.